Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with film critics Leia Lowenstein and Justin Chang. We begin with the latest Marvel movie, Avengers: Infinity War, co-directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, who are the brothers. Justin, what'd you think of Avengers?
I think it's diverting and funny, and it gets the job done, which is kind of my problem with it. I don't think it's much more than that. I will say I think Josh Brolin gives a very good performance as the supervillain Thanos in this movie, who sets this convergence of superheroes in motion.
Yes. Thanos is trying to collect stones, which give him all the powers of the universe. And he has to go up against every superhero you've ever seen, including those from Guardians of the Galaxy, those from peripheral Marvel films like Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. It is dark. It is long. It's cumbersome. It's heavy. It's intermittently fun and funny. To me, it was just a little too long. It is the first of two standalone films, the second of which will be released next year.
Avengers: Infinity War, rated PG-13 and wide release. The romantic drama Disobedience stars Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams. The film directed and co-written by Sebastian Lelio. Lael?
This is an interesting film. Lelio did a film called A Fantastic Woman, which was about identity, won the Oscar. I liked it a little bit less, but terrific performances from both Rachel McAdams and Rachel Weisz about the convergence of desire and, I guess, community.
Yeah, it's set in an Orthodox Jewish community in North London, and it shows real versatility on Lelio's part, I think, to set this English language film in this completely different place from films like A Fantastic Woman and Gloria. The performances are exquisite, and so is the filmmaking.
Disobedience is rated R, ArcLight Hollywood, Landmark West LA, where you can see it. Sama, a film that is set in Spain. It's a Spanish-Argentinian co-production written and directed by Lucrecia Martinez. Tell, Justin?
Yes, it's about a Spanish magistrate in what is now Paraguay, colony during the late 18th century. Beautiful film by one of the great masters of Latin American cinema, and I think world cinema, Lucrecia Martel. I really urge people to see this really unique film.
Sama is unrated at the Lemley Playhouse Pasadena and the Lemley Royal West LA. And finally, the documentary The Rachel Divide on the former head of the Spokane, Washington NAACP, Rachel Dolezal. Lael?
This was an interesting film. She was a polarizing figure and pissed a lot of people off. This film shows there's a lot more depth there than I knew.
I appreciated the view. I think the movie is superficially sympathetic, but really quite damning of its subject.
Mm. The Rachel Divide can be seen on the big screen of Lemley's Music Hall Beverly Hills and also available for streaming on Netflix. It's unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week on KPCC.